Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is the 10th of October. How's the form with you? We'll be turning the clocks back in no time at all now. If only we could turn them back to the 1990s or thereabouts. We're all very relaxed and in situ and going nowhere. Tap out your thoughts on the WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. And for your longer letters, complaints or otherwise, the email is open as well. Oliver at rte.ie. Well. We've a hell of a show for you for your Friday morning today. May Kay is our visiting critic, a singer, host of Other Voices on the Telefiche. And Fight Like Apes was the indie duo she was involved in. Do you remember Fight Like Apes? It sounded something like this. She's definitely a rocker, that's for sure. Le Galaxy was her next thing, and now she's got solo work coming out as well. But of course, she's not a fan. Not of course, but visiting critic means she has to get out of her comfort zone, and she doesn't really like the whole woo-woo supernatural stuff that passes people's time, fortune-telling and all that. So naturally, we sent her off to review that very experience for you. May Kay got her tarot cards read. Did it tickle the edges of her curious synapses, or did she spit laugh her whole way through it? We'll find out later. 51551 is the text. We have a big weekend of sport ahead. Ireland's up against Portugal tomorrow night in the, I think it's the Sporting Lisbon ground in Portugal. Sellout. Now, we are up against a bunch of lads that are filled with Champions League winners from PSG, and Ronaldo was there as well, the billionaire. So watch it through your fingers and have the OxyContin nearby, basically, because we're not really going to make that World Cup, are we, next year in the Americas? Maybe it's just as well, because Trump's ICE agents, they'll be outside all the stadiums hoovering up the illegal Irish, undocumented Irish, as we call them, but they're only illegal if they're from somewhere else. So our hopes will lie in World Cup 2030, because I'm reading, it's reported that tournament will have 64 teams in it. It's going to go on forever. It's happening across Morocco, Portugal and Spain. In fact, there's absolute unrest in Morocco about the building of stadiums and stuff like that that's going on there. But anyway, tomorrow night is Portugal, Republic of Ireland. The North is in action as well. I was hearing Michael O'Neill is still, he's in the Banished Door up there. They wouldn't call him the Banished Door, though, would they? The Northern Ireland supporters. We have a touch of Halloween for you in the show today as well, but for a good cause. We'll tell you all about it later on. But Iha Hauda is also massive business for Ireland right now, because while it's a long-established holiday across many countries, I'm reading The Examiner, especially in the US, not everyone knows that it originated in Ireland. This is true every time we go abroad and meet people and they talk about Halloween. I say, you know, it's an Irish thing. Also, it was in Scotland as well, and it's 2,000 years old, and they have never heard that before. Tourism Ireland estimates that overseas visits to Ireland during Halloween could be worth 60 million annually within 5 years, with sustained focus supporting businesses and communities. They're going to go hell for leather at this, because they are following the example of Derry. Derry City has an incredible Halloween. It is the largest festival of its kind across Europe. It comes at a great time as well, because it's off season, obviously, at the end of October. You've got Pooka in County Meath as well, which celebrates the ancient origins. The Bram Stoker Festival in Dublin, which is a very much steadfast festival for many, many years. It's good crack as well. There's always really good reading in the Abbey Theatre and events and outdoor stuff around the place, tapping the Stoker origins of Dracula and so on around Halloween. I must mention the Ulster American Folk Park, which is in Tyrone. They turn into a big Halloween village and it's great fun. Went there as a kid, went as an adult, wasn't disappointed. Or you can just visit Tyrone, actually, and watch a club match. Absolutely terrifying. You'll be haunted. Terrifying. I can't pass up. When you compliment Tyrone, you have to balance it out, you see, when you're from my neck of the woods. So what are they doing to make Ireland the home of Halloween by 2028? They're spending millions to establish Ireland as the authentic global home of Halloween. The Home of Halloween Pilot Destination Development Scheme. It's underway. That knocks the crack out of it. And basically, community groups and various towns are being offered 100 grand to develop Halloween themed festivals. So get your pitches in to whichever department is involved. Well, Tourism Ireland, they're the people doing all the work, which is great stuff. It's, of course, a weekend of films. What will you be watching this weekend? I forgot to plan things out. I'll go back to House of Guinness because people are talking still about that. But we mentioned John Lennon's birthday yesterday, and there's an announcement around these four film Beatles films which have Irish lads, because Barry Keoghan's going to play Ringo Starr, Paul Mescal is going to play John Lennon, and now another Irish star has been added to this. Saoirse Ronan is going to play Linda McCartney opposite Paul Mescal. This is Sam Mendes' cinematic event, which are coming out. The films will be out in April 2028. That's a very long time ago. Saoirse Ronan and Paul Mescal have been together in a film. It was a science fiction thriller called Foe. Chatted to the director here. It was kind of like it was a slow burn film, but they were very captivating in it together. Tommy Tiernan is announcing new projects as well. He says he's been cast in a musical. There have been lots of changes. I'm going to sing. It's kind of a rock and roll musical. Now, he told the people who were casting him that he can't sing. And they said, no. We'll send you to voice lessons. So he's going to voice lessons before he's confirmed. And that is what he said in his Tommy, Hector and Loretta podcast, which is back and doing stuff, as Hector told us here a couple of weeks ago. Zach Bryan, we mentioned country music because Luke Combs is coming to Slane. Zach Bryan was here, and Zach Bryan finds himself up against the Trump administration, which is remarkable because we thought red states, MAGA people, who listen to country music. Zach Bryan is as big as they come. But Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security, has criticised new lyrics released by Zach Bryan, which are basically about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. In quotes, the lyrics apparently going to come down and bust your door. Saying, she said basically that he's totally disrespectful to the administration, and in pointed remarks said she's very happy. She never once gave you a single penny to enrich your lifestyle. Kristi Noem, she's a piece of work, I gotta tell you. This is a flashpoint, big clash between the conservatives over there and popular entertainers, but very rarely towards country music people, although Garth Brooks is firmly in a blue state. He's in a red state, but a blue city, if you know what I mean, Nashville. Many far-right commentators denounced the NFL recently over its selection of Bad Bunny because he's from Puerto Rico as headliner of the Super Bowl halftime show next February because, I don't know, does he sound vaguely immigrant to them or something? What the hell is wrong with them? But anyway, what does Zach Bryan... he released the clip on Instagram yesterday. What are the lyrics are saying? Basically that... the middle finger's rising and it won't stop showing. Got some bad news, the fading of the red, white and blue. But in response, he has said that you'll understand the context of the whole song when the whole thing is released, because everyone's using this little bit as a weapon. And he says that just shows how divided we are. We need to find our way back. You go, Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan, by the way, is a Navy veteran. He was born in Japan. Both his parents were in the military. And he's only 29 years of age. He says, I'm 29-year-old man. I'm just as confused as everybody else. He says, left wing or right wing, we're all one bird. We're all American. Zach Bryan, there he is now. Are you following the celebrity traitors on BBC? Because they've murdered someone. Very big name. I won't spoil it in case you haven't caught up. I notice on the Google searches, people are desperately searching BBC iPlayer to try and catch up with celebrity traitors, which includes Stephen Fry and Tom Daly and Paloma Faith and the various other people. I won't. Claudine Winkleman is in it anyway. Now, sadly, the news sites yesterday spoiled the internal RTE celebrity metaphorical murders. Just when you thought the presidential election held all the brutality and excitement, RTE Radio 1 basically said, hold my whiskey. So in print and online, the presidential election, the budget, have all gone way down the running order and the agenda because of RTE shenanigans. It is lovely to be the centre of the universe once again. And the news is full of speculation and high-dough headlines about what's happening here on Radio 1. I mean, lads, we're trying to tamp down the narcissism and hubris and egos after the last couple of years, not stoke it all back up again. Ray Darcy is gone and he is not happy about it. He has lashed out over how it was handled. He said it was badly handled. It doesn't say exactly what happened there, which is confusing. But 40 years after he began on RTE, aside from a 14-year hiatus in Today FM, Ray is out and there's no farewell to his listeners, sadly. And I feel terrible for Ray and I feel worse for his production team. Who had no idea what was happening, I imagine. and now don't know what job they have at the minute. And that has all sorts of upheaval, you can imagine, in people's lives. So we're hoping for clarity, and I think we're going to get it soon. But Ray will be heartened by lots of lovely tributes he gets across the news today, reflecting on his long, long career with Zig and Zag and Blackboard Jungle, the Today FM years. Radio Na Gaeilge apparently is where he started. And he's still alive, and he'll be broadcasting again somewhere soon, I'm sure. But right now, he's pretty furious, poor Ray. I think he chose the wrong time to give up drinking, maybe. So out with the Kildare, in with the Kilkenny. So Kieran Cudahy is the picture on the front page of today's Irish Independent, and he is coming from News Talk to here. And he's been at the centre of much of the presidential race, from that debate, which kind of flattened Jim Gavin to a bumbling mess, to a Commons this week on his show that are now the centre of the campaign discussion. I think that's about as safe as I can do it. Who is Kieran Cudahy? He's a solicitor. He's only been broadcasting 5 years as a presenter in his own right, although he was a reporter long before that as well. He lives down still around the marble city of Kilkenny, and he is joining RTE Radio. We presume Radio 1, we don't know, but it's a red hot hire. He's gone off News Talk already, so he won't be involved in the rest of the presidential election. And he's following kind of senior management personnel that you mightn't have realised of coming from the commercial station over to RTE. His show was The Hard Shoulder, and the speculation in the papers is that he might be our new Liveline presenter, which would be more a fair shoulder. So, you know, he'd have to do some adjusting if that happens indeed. And it's endless change. Claire Byrne is going in the other direction. She's the only one going in the other direction once they shoo Pat Kenny out of there next year or whatever. And you start to wonder what exactly was in that bag that Pascal Donoghue was caught on camera handing Claire after the budget phone-in thing, which some people have gone a little over the top on. Maybe Kieran Cudahy was hiding inside the Hodges Figgis gift bag in between the two dull non-fiction books that Pascal gave Claire. And she will no doubt send it to the charity shop once she starts her gardening leave. So with all, David McCullough is coming in. We'll have a new Liveline presenter at some point. There's a new afternoon show on the way. We've got new Morning Ireland presenters. There'll be a new presenter on Arena. We have lots of new people in Radio 1 after decades where nothing had changed. It's all go. It's all go. Musical chairs, some are saying. Might be more hot potato, though, at the same time. 51551 for your texts, which I probably won't be able to read out. Let's face it. What else is going on? Don't forget the pumpkin patches, says Judy, for Halloween. Ireland has some great ones. Yes, I mentioned some of them yesterday. There's also a brilliant Halloween parade every year in Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim, the Samhain Parade. It is excellent, says a texter. And in Armagh, Cady, St. Patrick's Youth Club have an annual ghost walk on the 24th of October with all sorts of horror and ghouls, and it's free to enter. Thank you, Tony, for that message. Now, they have all the music of the century listed on Rolling Stone magazine. They're looking back at the last 25 years of music. Oh, it's 2025, so 25 years since the start of the decade, or not the decade, what do you call it, millennium, century. And so the list of the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. None of these will last, will they, for the rest of it. Taking home the number one spot of the... This is the best song of the 21st century so far.
Headbanger.
Get your freak on. Hit me. Everyone's going to be reading into messages now with these songs. These are randomly coming to me, I swear, as they come. Get Your Freak On. And then we've got, I thought Queen Bey would be there for sure.
Yes, I'm so crazy right now.
It is, believe me. Crazy in Love with Beyonce and The Husband. And what an opener for a tune, that one, in fairness to them, absolutely. All Too Well by Taylor Swift is probably the most modern one there. It's 10 minutes long. Dancing on My Own by Robin. All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Idiotech from Radiohead, which is a surprise one there. Number 8, just ahead of Toxic by Britney Spears. This is the maddest list. If you put this as a playlist, you wouldn't know what to be doing. Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Excellent couple of tunes there. But I think we'll go for this one this morning. 51551 is the text, and it's Friday, so what's not to be delighted and excited about? With all sorts of things going on.